Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair bunts towards the mound. Horlan juggles the ball. That's an error on Horlan. Oliver scores. Adair moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pathetic fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pathetic. Adair scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pathetic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pathetic strikes out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. May moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pathetic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pathetic is 0-1 in the game. Pathetic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pathetic settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pathetic. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Berry trying to get to third. Oliver throws the ball into Shaw, who tags Berry for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. Schall moves to second. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Schall steals third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pufletic is 0-for-3 in the game. Pufletic hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Ken Berry. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison is walked intentionally. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held scores. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick throws the ball into Hernandez, who tags Melton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 4 in the game. Pafletic hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 4 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Jokio pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Keo moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair is hit by the pitch. Keo moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Juan Rios pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Chuck Harrison. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to home to get Keo. Oliver moves to third. Rios moves to second. One out. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Bill Butler. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The slide. Pafletic applies the tag. Oliver is out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Rios now playing second base. Dick Drago now pitching. Jokio now playing center field. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Bob Oliver now PLA. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Walt Williams. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 5 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.